This is Santa Claus at the Northwest Carriage Museum in Raymond, Washington. I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Johnson from Rogue Cell. And we are coming today from the Northwest Carriage Museum in Raymond, Washington. This museum has been open for over 20 years, and it's got one of the most spectacular collections of sleighs and just carriages and antiques and tools. It's amazing. Everywhere you look, there's something here. But we have a special episode that will be airing Christmas morning from right here at the Carriage Museum. I am here with Jerry. Jerry is the museum curator for the Carriage. Can you tell us a little bit about the building here?
Yeah, Sean. Well, first of all, thanks for visiting. But yeah, we opened, as you say, in 2002. We opened with 21 carriages back in those days. We're at 65 now, plus thousands of period artifacts. Most of our carriages fall into the 1880, 1890 period of time. Our oldest vehicle in the museum is 1840. Our newest one's 1930. But so they're all in that range period of time. But, things were a lot different back in those days, and we love keeping history alive and keeping the transportation history alive. We have what most people consider to be a world-class collection. We're known throughout the country. I'm a historian, and we speak at events all over. We were down in Cannon Beach a couple weeks ago. We'll be in Seaside in February, but we give history talks on horse-drawn transportation of the 19th century, and we're so proud of what this museum has become.
Fantastic. If folks are interested, where can they go to find out more about your museum?
Great question. You can type in Northwest Carriage Museum on any search engine, it will come up. We're considered to be one of the best carriage museums in the country, but specifically our website, we have a beautiful website, www.nwcarriagemuseum.org.
Fantastic. Yeah. Be sure to check that out.
My neighbor.
Yeah.
He's your neighbor. Okay. We've been partnering on the fire truck for the food drive now since we were asked. It was a Wednesday night in 2011. We were asked because we played an elf and Santa at the Astor Street Opera Company, locally, all right, for a play that they used to do at Christmas time called Scrooged in Astoria. And we got asked on a Wednesday night, they didn't have anybody to play Santa. Could one of you guys come out? Well, instead of one of us, we both came out. And we started what for us is just a normal kind of performance in that we had microphones and we just started bantering back and forth. And we talked to the volunteers and we talked to everybody out, you know, on the streets of Astoria as we went through. And it was a Wednesday night, it was the middle night, so it was basically midtown up on the hill, Astoria, actually behind where we are now, okay? And when we got done, the chief at the time came up to us and said, could you guys keep doing that? And so we have been ever since.
And how long ago was that?
That was 2011.
So did you think, 16 years later, you'd still be 50?
No, not at that time. I mean, it was one of those situations where, you know, we kind of fell into the role. I mean, I got cast in the role at ASOC in 2010, and it was myself and my youngest son, Kirk. He was, you know, the head elf in the production. And he was great, and I played kind of a gruff, trying to be in charge Santa Claus, which fits. And then, we got asked to do that one in 2011, and then in 2012, that was the first year I was asked to do the lighting ceremony in downtown Astoria.
Yeah.
At the time, the mayor was still Willis Van Dusen, and we've been doing it ever since. I mean, we've shown up to it on a flatbed trailer, on a double-decker bus, but now it's kind of standardized to a fire truck.
So, but you're also centered during the land regatta too, right?
Yeah, we have.
That's in the summertime.
Yes, it's in the summertime.
Now you've got all year round.
Oh yeah, well it's not the only place. My missus and I, we have cruised in the regatta in a Harley Davidson golf cart. Okay, which we own two of them. And then in September, the very last Ilwaco market, Saturday market, we're usually there taking photos for people. We do the crab pot Christmas tree lighting over in Ilwaco, which is usually the first Saturday in December.
Yeah.
And then of course I do always three Saturdays in December at the Liberty Theater, from 11 to 2, which is just, and they don't charge anyone. It's a community event. That's something that Julie and I are really big about. We don't do this to make money. We very rarely, although we do, we will take a paying gig if they're charging people.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
But if they're not, if it's a free event for the community, we just do it.
I can only speak for myself, but having children of my own, I gotta give my thanks to you, all your community service and the cheer, the kindness that you bring to the community. Is just, it's genuine and it's heartfelt and it means the world, even to somebody like myself. I help out with the fire department. I volunteered for a while and I saw you and to bring my kids along and to have their faces just glow once they saw you on top of the ladder truck, or to come down and get pictures with you at Liberty Theater. And my son to mention, you know what, I really want the bonsai tree.
Yeah.
And what happened? You spent 5 minutes talking about the 300 frogs in the bonsai tree.
Right. There's more pink frogs in the bonsai tree Lego than in any other Lego set.
You do your research.
I do.
He does it right.
So it's fair to say that people, generations of people on the North Coast see you as Santa Claus.
Which is, what a privilege.
But maybe they don't all know that you're actually a veteran.
Yes, I am. I'm a veteran of what everyone now calls the Cold War.
And you were in the Navy?
I was in the Navy, yes.
And then when did you leave the Navy?
Last official posting with the Navy was 1991.
And then after you left the Navy, you went back. You were in war zones.
Yes, I've been a Department of Defense and a Department of Energy contractor in many places.
You've been in some of the same places that we've all been in Iraq.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, Bosnia in the 90s, okay, and then I was in Iraq for most of 2003. Yes, working for General Electric.
So we noticed, talking to people on the radio show and our documentary that. A lot of vets, when they get out of the military, they kind of lose that camaraderie, the community, that purpose. Did you have anything similar to that?
Absolutely. Because you guys all know this, okay? When you're in the military, that feeling of closeness doesn't translate to what it really is. The depth of how well you know each other is, for anyone who hasn't experienced it, they can't even understand it. Mm-hmm. But we do. And then when you get out and you lose that, it's kind of like a boat or a ship that, okay, is all of a sudden cut off from its anchor. It's got no its engines aren't running, anchor's cut, and you're just swept along with wherever the wind, waves, current take you.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult thing.
Yeah, and I've noticed, you know, going to war and doing, going to, like, I was in New Orleans after Katrina, like, doing stuff like that where, you know, like, you were doing something important, and then going into a life and not knowing where to turn and what to do and not feeling that purpose anymore, it's got to be very difficult.
Yeah, it is, and I know that that's the thing that led me to, building. Electrical infrastructure. It helped a lot to know that what I did as a field engineer, and that means I'm someone who, I've never worked in an office, I've never sat and designed anything, okay, despite the engineer designation, okay. I've always been one of those guys who makes things work in the field, just like we did in the military.
Yeah.
And that was, and amazingly, well, probably not amazingly, the vast majority of my peers, I mean, if in the population of the U.S., 8% are veterans, okay? In the field engineering ranks for most major manufacturers, it's 50% or better.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so, that, I know for myself, that has saved me from depression and feeling untethered more than anything else.
Well, let's talk about your community service. I mean, it sounds like you kind of accidentally found it, then you just yeah. leaned into it.
Oh, yeah. Well, go big or go home, right? I mean, that's really how it works. If you're gonna do something, do it.
Yeah.
And the Santa Claus thing, I see that as just as important and just as meaningful as when I was in uniform.
Because we talked about this a little before, and I see you were talking about how you go all year collecting goodwill.
Yes.
And then around the holidays, you're able to give it back to the world.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's what it all comes down to, man. I give kids the thing they, no matter what they're coming to ask you for, what really gets to them and what really, makes them smile and glow even is attention.
Yeah.
Undivided attention. And that's what I try to give every child, or for that matter, any adult that elects to sit down with me. I can't tell you the number of times I've had, a mom or a dad sit down and say, what kind of hard time they're having.
Yeah.
And all I can really do for them, I can't pay their electric bill or anything like that, but what I can do is give them my sincere sympathy,
yeah,
right, and let them know that I care.
Listening does the world for people. Just taking some time listening and having a conversation just means the world to a lot of people.
It does.
Yeah, that's good. So now,
I think there are several questions that need answers. Obviously, I think you answered one already, and that was, I was going to say, who is your favorite elf? And I imagine it's your
son. Oh, it's well, actually, you can't diss your son because he was great. My buddy Dave, it's the amount of time that we've spent, so it's kind of a tie.
So that, I'm glad that you brought that up, because we have Santa Claus here. We should probably ask some specific questions get some answers.
While we were at the Carriage Museum, I noticed there were several different styles of sleighs. They had the Russian sleigh, the Portland cutter, there was the front and rear facing
via.
What kind of sleigh does Santa Claus use?
All right, and again, going to keep myself, okay, to the same answer that I gave you guys yesterday, okay? Right by the front door as you came in, okay? That V-sleigh, all right? That's about a 1/3 scale for Santa's sleigh. Yes. Okay.
All right, so talking about the sleighs, who is your favorite reindeer?
Dasher. He's in the lead. She's in the lead.
But I thought...
All the reindeer are female, by the way.
Oh, well, what about Rudolph?
Rudolph is a fabrication of a country music star.
Oh, no, that's going to hurt my daughter's feelings.
Well, you know, it's you know, I think we've never had, trust me, we've never had an issue with one.
All right, your favorite Christmas carol?
Oh, Must Be Santa Claus. I love that, especially the version by Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams, Must Be Santa. Love it. Eat it right up every time I hear it.
Does Santa Claus have a favorite Christmas movie?
A favorite Christmas movie?
There
you
is
know?
Santa Claus, and was it the conquering of the three Martians?
Oh, Santa Claus conquers the Martians? That is a classic. You know, they continue to make them, and what's interesting to me about, you know, the different films about Santa Claus is they tell you a little something about, you know, what's going on in the world and people's perspective, right? Last year, Amazon put out a movie called Red One, okay, yeah, which had The Rock in it, which I will admit, I enjoy the film. I do. That one's a lot of fun. You know, not much of it applicable to how the North Pole really runs. Okay? But I will say this. My favorite Christmas production is from a TV program that was filmed in Portland. Okay? The Librarians. From the first season, the Santa episode with Bruce Campbell playing is without a doubt my absolute favorite.
Well, while we got you here, there's a question that everybody wants to know, and is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Okay, now I know, and I want everybody to hear this. Okay, from my perspective.
Oh my gosh! Right. Knife hands coming.
Here we
out.
Go. Yes, there's the knife hand, right? Okay. So, I know that Mr. Willis has said repeatedly in interviews through the years that it is a Bruce Willis movie. This Santa is telling you that the Christmas season does not start until Hans Gruber gets thrown through that window and off the building. That, to me, starts the season.
Love it. Let's go around and talk about our favorite Christmas movies. You got The Librarian. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Wow. You know, I grew up watching Mickey's Christmas Carol. I always loved that. I love Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Yeah, I watched that. His is a monologue at the end. It just sums up the Christmas spirit.
That's one of Bruce, one of Bill Murray's best performances.
Oh, definitely.
In Scrooge, you know.
I know one Christmas movie that doesn't get a lot of praise, but is also really good. Gremlins.
Oh yeah, absolutely a Christmas movie because it is. It is. Well, now. Personally, one of the movies that I watch every year, especially on Christmas Eve, to kind of just get in the right headspace, the 1951 version of A Christmas Carol, also called Scrooged. Okay? The 1951 version, which stars a longtime British character actor, Alistair Sim, as Scrooge. It gives me goosebumps every year that I watch it.
Yeah. Brad, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh man, you put me on the spot. I don't know if the microphone's gonna pick me up.
I'll repeat it.
I'm a diehard fan, but Violent Night. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Okay, there's a part two coming.
Is that
out.
Pretty accurate, Santa? Right.
Well,
is Violent Night pretty accurate?
No. Santa has never been in a bar that drunk on Christmas Eve ever. Okay, and the gratuitous vomiting as he leaves the roof of the bar. No, but yes, I've watched it, and yeah, it's Santa will say that it's that one's a guilty pleasure.
JJ, what's your favorite?
Elf.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's Mrs. C's. That's
congratulations
Mrs. C's
on having the greatest cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got to wrap up, and I want to say thank you. This is going to be airing on Christmas morning. So for all of those little kids who are just unwrapping their presents and the radio might be on, do you have a message for them?
Always.
Right into this camera.
I got you, too.
Have just the merriest Christmas that you can and a very happy new year. The Navy's The Night Before Christmas by Trish Holland and Christine Ford, illustrated by John Manders. From Trish Holland, in memory of my father, Lieutenant J.G. Zach David Holland, his proudest memories were of serving his country at sea during World War II. All right, from both Christine and Trish, Lieutenant Brian Musfeld, USS Abraham Lincoln, CVN 72. Thank you for your service and for your help with this book. All right, here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas when way out to sea, not a creature was stirring to windward or lee. The sailors were nestled, all snug in their racks, like orders of pancakes, so tight were the stacks. All dreamed of home port and Christmases past, among family and friends, sweet memories that last. And I, in the tower, had just reached my post, where I'd stand the watch. It was Christmas, almost. My thoughts about presents were shattered by sound. A whump, 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 whump had me spinning around. I looked to the starboard, then port bow and aft. The noise, it grew louder. I felt the cold draft. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear, but a seahawk that hovered, I gave the all clear. A squadron of hornets, so loudly they roared, with tail hooks a-hanging, came blasting aboard. The sonar went crazy, a sub was about. It popped to the surface, with seals pouring out. A deafening drone froze me fast to the floor. A greyhound then stopped and threw open its door. And down jumped the sailor as carols came blaring. It was Master Chief Claus. I just couldn't stop staring. A salty old dog, he was all chest and arm. I bet he could bench press a Jeep with no harm. The man was clean shaven with a block for a chin. His eyes could bore holes to the back of your skin. He paced on the flight deck, then quickly he spun. He mustered his crew, called their names one by one. Garcia and Washington, Collins and Yee, and Williams and Reuben, and Clark and Ali. Our mission tonight to take care of our own, bringing joy to our sailors with gifts straight from home. You each know your jobs, so I will be brief. Work quickly, you swabbies.
Aye, aye, Master Chief. Go fill up my sea bags with gifts large and small. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. He shouldered his pack and he twisted the latch. Then the chief disappeared through a big metal hatch. I raced down to find him with no time to spare. I checked by my rack, 'cause I knew he'd stop there. And right by the tree stood a glorious sight, our Master Chief claws spreading Christmas delight. The bunks were all covered with goodies galore, with cookies and pictures and presents from shore. And on each sailor's bed, both below and above, lay a quilt made at home, every stitch set with love. Klaus gave me a look that was solemn and bold, and he tacked on my chest, in tradition of old, a medal for service above and beyond. Yes, we are the Navy. We share a proud bond. He lifted his hand with a movement so swift, he snapped a salute as his last Christmas gift. He was gone in an instant. I didn't know where, but I heard rumbling engines preparing for air. I rushed to the flight deck. The hornets were screaming. I saw Santa wave, and his face, it was beaming. Ho, 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 he exclaimed with a nod to his crew. They shot to the stars. Away the planes flew. As the ship's radar lost him, came one final call. Happy Christmas, brave sailors! May peace come to all.
Before we close, Roguesell wants to take a moment to acknowledge something important. The holiday season can be a time of celebration and connection, but it can also be incredibly difficult for many people. Stress, loneliness, grief, and old wounds can feel heavier this time of year. And if that's true for you or someone you care about, we want you to know that you're not alone. If you're struggling, please reach out to someone you trust. You can also contact your local crisis hotline or National Suicide Prevention Services and veterans have dedicated support options available as well. You can call 988 and dial 1 for veterans. Reaching out is a sign of strength, and there are people who want to listen and help. From all of us at Roguesell, thank you for spending time with us. We're grateful for you, for your presence, and for the community we're building together. We wish you peace, safety, and the happiest of holidays in whatever way feels right for you. Take good care of yourselves and each other.
Let's do it.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!